is Wednesday, and that means that Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh, political commentator, radio talk show host, founder of the American Liberty Center, Lori can be heard on 94.9 Sundays from 1 to 3, and she's with me every Wednesday. Now, she's going to be talking about some pretty controversial things, and that's how she operates. She's not afraid of anything. She's going to talk about lawlessness in legislation and judiciary, corruption in state agencies, FBI stings in Connecticut and elsewhere. Lori, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Wow. Yeah, I think we have to take a look at some of the opportunities that we the people have in oversight for our government agencies and our legislators. And there isn't any in Connecticut. There's no watchdog, and that's a problem.
Now, this is the first that a lot of people have heard that there is no watchdog. For those folks, would you explain it?
Well, I think that the state has state and local municipalities have conveniently set up a system that the average person, if they're aggrieved by a department or an agency or a elected official or a bureaucrat, if they're in any way grieved by those employees or representatives who are supposed to be, you know, watching the chickens in the hen house, and they're not, they have nowhere to turn. And, for example, there is a state's attorney's office that is supposed to investigate citizens' complaints that come in. But there is no way that the chief state's attorney's office can do that. They're not set up to handle the number of violations that are being referred to them. So a lot of people are finding that there's absolutely no recourse through even the state's attorney's office. The Montville Fight Club, for example, is an example. This school in Montville covering up actions of their students slapping themselves across the face in this fight club type of thing. I don't know if your listeners have heard about it, but that wasn't followed up, even though there were complaints to the state's attorney's office. And also, because it is the state's attorney's office, many people do not want to call them because they are, of course, folks that are government people. Don't have a citizens' oversight watchdog group in the state of Connecticut right now. And basically, there's a lot of corruption. We just saw recently that there were, I believe, 12 people, I'm not sure if it was 12 or more than 12, that were arrested for taking kickbacks for the drugs in Attorney General George P. Jepson and his office, which is what we're talking about, will go after fraud when it comes to dollars. $10.9 million in losses that they announced to sue a Florida compounding pharmacy and 13 current or former state workers. What they did was basically these retired correction department staffers were taking tons of money in taxpayer money, and it was a kickback scheme. And so it seems that the state will look into those types of things because they're big dollar issues and they're looking for money and fraud. But it's the small stuff that matters as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's been going on for a while, too.
Yeah, so they took away in the 60s, they took away county government, which always in Connecticut, unfortunately, served under the auspices of the state. It was supposed to be set up so that we have a sheriff that is elected, that is a federal officer that we could go to complain if we were subjected to a fraud or some sort of unconstitutional act or behavior. Well, we have a lot of unconstitutional acts. They call them laws, but they're not laws, because nothing is a law that is unconstitutional. So in the last session, they passed the Trans-Therapy Act. I don't consider it a law because it's unconstitutional. So for me, as a Connecticut citizen, what course of action do I have to address the lawlessness of the legislature? Well, we can't even, now for me, I pretty much can maneuver through all different levels of government fairly successfully, although I've been shut down on FOIA complaints and things like that. But the average person, the single mother, the single father, struggling to put food on their table or even survive, when their rights are taken away, they have no recourse at all. No one wants to listen to them. The parents at the Waterford school system and throughout the state who were, their children's files were taken by the Office of Child Advocacy, unconstitutionally seized. What recourse do they have? So I suggest, and I'm working on right now, that we set up our own people's oversight operation.
Will that be accepted, though, in Connecticut?
It doesn't matter if they accept it, because the people, the laws, the Constitution is all common law. It doesn't belong to them. We've just been told it belongs to them. We've just been told that they're in charge. Well, if we come together, and I already have 250 people signed up, and I'm hoping to get 3,500 by the end of 2019. And we hope to be running billboard campaigns and different things that will that we can actually have a watchdog 800 number for people who are poor in the inner cities, for people who are middle class, working poor, who cannot afford an attorney.
And this is going to be, Lori, this is mm-hmm. going to be here in Connecticut. We can do this.
Just Connecticut. That's all it is. If someone wants to contact me, they can phone me, 860-449-2007. I'm happy to talk to them. I've talked to all 250 people personally. We're expanding. We're not stopping. And we're going to set it up first, and then we're going to come out with it.
Wow.
And they can't do anything about it.
Whoa. I'm not laughing at you. I mean, this is going to shake up. This is going to shake up a lot of folks. And they're probably saying, well, who is this? I can hear them now. I think it's great.
It isn't who. It's we. You know, it's we, Brad. We, the people, are sitting back and allowing our liberties to be stripped from us every single day. They've got us working, you know, husband and wife have to work full-time to support their kids. So we're all cogs in this wheel. And then they take our money constantly and redistribute it without saying that it's okay with us. We're disenfranchised. Even the party system disenfranchises the voters. So we just want a grassroots effort. We're going to follow the 13 court districts in the state of Connecticut. We're going to form, this is all confidential. When the complaints come in, nobody will know what the complaints are. And we will follow through with investigation, and we will follow through like a common law grand jury, whether it's legal or not, and see where it goes.
Say, what about Lori, I'm talking with Lori Hopkins Kavanaugh, who's with me every Wednesday morning, political commentator and founder of the American Liberty Center. And she is on every Sunday from 1 to 3 on 94.9, one of our facilities. Now, what about this FBI stings in Connecticut and elsewhere? What is that all about?
Well, you know, I think that, I don't know if anyone knows, we do have a U.S. attorney. People in Connecticut don't understand how the judicial system works or even how the Constitution works, because it's no longer taught in the schools. Our rights are not taught in the schools, which is something that this group is going to focus on. We want everyone to know what their rights are, and they don't. We don't teach the Constitution or common law any longer. The FBI appears to be going into different states and trying to sting the elected officials and the appointed people in a they just had a sting in New Jersey, and they found that these politicians are more than happy to take a kickback, pay for play politics, no problem at all. And it happens every day, and the citizens can't do anything about it. So everyone gets so frustrated, and finally either gives up, or they just take the medicine. They just don't have recourse, and we need recourse in this state. We, the poorest of the poor, middle class, the working poor, to have representation, and it does not exist. And the attorneys and the judges are as corrupt as the legislature. Not all of them, but a lot of them, Brad. I mean, I can tell you stories that are completely, they're horrifying what people are going through. And there's no, even the, they're not published in the newspapers. It's silent. It's like this silent stuff.
Lori, is there a telephone number that if somebody
not
wants
yet,
to
we
talk
will.
With you, they can
we
get to
have,
you?
No, yeah, they can call me, 860-449-2007. My American Liberty Center website was hacked, so it's down. I have people working on that. It was taken off the internet for some reason. I don't know why yet. I've also had my Facebook page is being manipulated, so I don't have my 5,000 friends. I can't see them any longer. So, you know, I'm sure this telephone conversation, if it were private, is probably being listened to as well. But it doesn't really matter to me because everything I'm doing is above board and completely transparent. So, you know, I look at it like they can try to stop it, but they're not going to. People are very upset, Brad, and I appreciate being on your show to be able to share this. But if they want to contact me, they can email me at loriyonliberty@gmail.com. That's loriyonliberty@gmail.com.
Okay, just repeat that one more time, because I know I'm going to get some more
Lori,
calls.
Okay, Lori, L-O-R-I, onliberty@gmail.com. And we are going to actually keep a record of all the grievances. We will try to inspect them, although it's a volunteer situation. We will try to inspect them as much as possible and decide which ones have the evidence to go forward. But we're just going to set up our own people's grievance board, basically, of citizens, volunteers. It's nonpartisan. It doesn't have to do with political parties. It just has to do with your rights, your constitutional rights. We have shredded the Constitution, Brad. We have to make sure that the government officials understand that it is our law that they are shredding, and we're going to defend it going forward.
Well, Lori, I tell you, there's no question about it that these are some of the things. These are some of the things that I get calls on that people are concerned about, and you know, you wonder, well, what's going on? So I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing. You'll be criticized, but who cares? You've got to get to the bottom of it, and you're with me every Wednesday, and I look forward to having you on the program, and we will stay in touch.
Thank you so much, Brad, and I hope to have more information next Wednesday for you.
Thanks a million. Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh.